covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
How about we blow those hotlines open just for sport? I've got a whole bunch of things I'd like to touch on here. I want to touch on Mitch McConnell's comments about, our excessive expectations. Really, Mitch? Our expectations of what? You keep your word? Republicans actually get something done? Don't fritter away the time you've been given because of all the never-Trumpers in the Republican Party, along with all your partners in crime on the other side of the aisle, blocking the agenda of the American people when it comes to repealing Obamacare, which you promised for 7 years, tax reform, which we all want, infrastructure expansion, if we can afford it, to repair roads and bridges, which most people would appreciate as long as it was revenue neutral. These sorts of things, Mitch, are these the excessive expectations? I've heard the soft bigotry of low expectations. How about the soft stupidity of Mitch McConnell's comment of excessive expectations? It's time to do something. It's time to step up. And it's also time to keep Lindsey Graham away from any cameras or microphones whenever possible, because whenever anything happens now, it's just run to Lindsey Graham and get his comment, as if I care. Or Jeff Flake of Arizona, a never-Trump guy. Well, Republicans are lining up against the president. Well, you went to Jeff Flake. Of course he's been lined up against the president. We've gone to Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska. No kidding, he's against Trump? Yeah, since day one. Shocking, he's still against Trump. And Lindsey Graham hates Trump. And John McCain hates us. So they go to this group of senators. Well, Republicans hate the man too. Well, clearly, because Donald Trump is close to a third party candidate you've ever had in the White House. Not really a Republican. Obviously not really a Democrat. Somewhere different from a different piece of cloth. A bit of a loose cannon on occasion, but when it comes to some of the big ticket items, be it Supreme Court justices or tax reform, or repealing Obamacare, which doesn't work and will be a crushing financial burden for all of us if it's not corrected and soon. These are all things that should be common sense matters. And yet weasels like McConnell seem to find excuses not to get things done. And there you are. All right, let me go through this. I got this whole pile of things that piled up while I was away. I see that Bernie Sanders has his litmus test now, because as we talk about Obamacare, Bernie Sanders putting out the single-payer plan, and basically what he's suggesting is if Democrats don't support single-payer, which is government-run health care top to bottom, then they should not be supported by the Democratic Party. Either you support single-payer socialism, Marxism, Leninism, Stalinism, whatever you'd like to call it, all failed in every country it's ever been. If you've seen Venezuela lately, if you wonder about the wonders of socialism and Marxism and Leninism, take a look at Venezuela these days, on the verge of full-on civil war. The United States passing more sanctions against Venezuela yesterday. But House and Senate Democrats have been wondering for months whether or not Bernie Sanders supporters might choose to focus their energy on launching primary challenges to party moderates in 2018. Well, they've got their answer now, because Bernie Sanders has decided the moment is right to launch his proposal for the single-payer health care system that helped form the backbone of his presidential message. His message was, everything's free all the time. Idiots, please vote for me, because if you don't know the difference, then you should certainly vote for me. Everything free all the time. We'll just tax the rich people. We'll just tax the rich people, which, by the way, they're trying in Washington state. If you're an individual that makes more than $250,000, you get a surcharge of 2.25% on your income. If you're a married couple making more than $500,000, same thing, 2.25%. Luxury tax, I guess, for being successful in America, because we teach people to be successful This week I was in Atlanta watching my daughter graduate from college with honors, by the way. Very proud of that. And thinking to myself, we're encouraging kids, as we always do, to do their very best, to reach higher, to be successful. And yet when they do that, when 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years down the road, they've done what has been asked of them, they've worked hard, they've gotten the grades, they've gotten the degree, they've gone to work, they've put in long hours, now they're successful, now they're quote-unquote rich, so we punish them for their success that we demand they went after in the first place. How the hell does that make sense? How do we go after kids and say, you've got to do this, and you've got to do this, and when you do all of these things, then we'll be spiteful toward you. We'll call you names. We'll have marches in the street protesting the rich, even though we've told you your entire life you need to go work hard and be successful, but not too successful, of course. We don't want you to be too successful, because then we'll demonize you. It's bizarre, isn't it? It's just, and speaking of strange taxes, here's one for you. And don't think it's too far from America. This is in Australia, but when you see these things, don't think that they're too far away. This is in Melbourne, Australia. At Handsome Her is the name of the place. They're charging an 18% premium for men to reflect the gender pay gap. There's an 18% tax, a gender tax. Now, if you identify as one of the 27 other genders available, I don't know how that works. I don't care. The point is, men being charged 18% more at this cafe to reflect the pay difference in the world. A gender tax. Let me tell you, that'll work great in the long run. That's a hell of a business plan. Charge men 18% more, because that'll sure increase business through the door. But this is the social justice warriors out there working really, really hard for you, making it happen. It's Thursday. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show. Glad to have you on board. The hotline number, if you'd like to join the conversation, 888-900-9966. I'll be right back.